Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Staying with the election and Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary's comments about teachers over the weekend. He made them as he attended the launch of Fine Gael TD Peter Burke's campaign. Well, Michael O'Leary was back on Breakfast this morning about those very comments.
I think this country is facing enormous challenges over the next decade, where the population is going to rise from 5 to 6 million people. Now, we need lots of teachers delivering excellent education in the classroom, but a Dáil where there is a striking surplus of teachers in the Dáil is not necessarily one that's going to get things done. I want to see more people enter the Dáil from private enterprise, from the private sector, and that's the energy we'll need if we're going to fix the infrastructure challenges we face and if we're going to provide housing and infrastructure for a population of 6 million people. I think teachers do a great job in the classroom, but I'm not sure that teachers in the Dáil are necessarily the best people to deliver the kind of change and enterprise we need.
Elizabeth is with me on the line today. Elizabeth, you are a teacher. What was your reaction?
Well, I mean, look, it's such an old joke to take digs at teachers, and teachers are always expected to, accept all this public hostility. But it is insulting and it is offensive. And it is also Michael O'Leary. So, I mean, I don't know anybody outside Ryanair who takes Michael O'Leary very seriously.
And plenty of our listeners, I can tell you the reaction today, is very, very divided on it, Elizabeth. And a lot of people very much supporting his view.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I would be, I suppose I would ask why Fine Gael align themselves with Michael O'Leary. And I mean, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are the only parties to actually tolerate him. So why Fine Gael are aligning themselves with him? Well, probably he reflects their values. I really do think that. And, I know he thinks that the government needs to be run like a business. I'm sure he'd run our education system like a business if he could as well. But the government is not the private sector, and I think a public service background is probably far better for running a country than a private sector. And I suppose it's just the way that it's like the old billionaires getting into politics thing. Like, why are business people more suited to public service? Actually, I think the opposite is true. I think somebody with an actual slant towards public service and bettering the country, as opposed to making more money, is probably more suited to running the country anyway.
Well, but I probably could argue Michael O'Leary, a balance, Elizabeth, though, couldn't you? Like, we probably need a balance, and we do seem to have a disproportionate number or a surplus of teachers. I think is Michael O'Leary's point, isn't it? We've the vast majority. Yeah. If you were to look at any one profession, it's the teaching profession that's in the Dáil.
Yeah, and I mean, I think maybe that teaching, it allows you to develop your abilities to, I mean, you're working with people all the time, you're communicating with them all the time. Probably we're pretty good at, speech making and pretty good at communicating our needs and helping people to learn. So I think that's probably what it is that maybe makes teachers more suitable to politics than anything else. But I don't think there's any one reason that, that there are a lot of teachers in politics. I think that's probably more coincidental than anything else. I genuinely mean that. I don't think it's because that they want to just get out, and the whole notion of, oh, the cushy number, and they're, always on holidays and always on career breaks and whatever. I don't think that's really got anything to do with it. I think it's probably just a genuine interest in public service, because teaching is public service.
Yeah, just on that, I suppose, see a text coming in from a listener here who makes the point a lot of it's just to do with time. teachers of time in the afternoon and early evening to be able to attend?
Teachers don't have time. I mean, not really. I mean, I maybe in the olden days when school finished at 3 o'clock, and but I mean, we don't finish school till nearly four, and you know, our workload is enormous, and I think it's, you know, obviously anyone who isn't a teacher will assume that yes, the school day ends at four and then you're off and you're free, but it's not really like that at all, and there's always stuff to be done, and there's always marking, and there's always prepping, and we're expected to take courses just as we would be if we were in any other sort of private job. So it's not really about the time.
Well, it's the career break, I suppose, isn't that maybe what a lot of people cite as the opportunity to take time out to, you know, to maybe pursue
absolutely.
A different career?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if anyone can take a career break, then, you know, and they want to, then I don't think that's, you know, they're not necessarily letting their profession down or letting the country down by taking a career break to further themselves or improve themselves.
Were you in any way upset about, I listened to Michael O'Leary today and he very much doubled down in the comments, you know, and well, he effectively just restated the same thing, that he loves teachers, teachers do a great job, but that we need
he
a little bit more
teachers.
Well, that's what he said today.
Yeah,
you know, we need more diversity.
I know
in the
he
door.
Did, yeah. But no, I mean, look, but Michael O'Leary will always say what he wants to say, and he has a platform and he's very happy to use it. But do I listen to him? No. I mean, do I listen to Donald Trump? No. So it's the same kind of thing when someone has an enormous amount of money and feels then that they have, I suppose, the right, really, is what it is, to put that onto everybody else and expect everyone else to agree with them or at least align their own views with them. So I don't do that.
Okay.
But I, you know, I am I annoyed with him? I mean, he annoys me in general. So his comments about teachers wouldn't annoy me any
more than usual, Elizabeth.
Than he would normally annoy me. Do you know
right.
what I mean? I just
okay.
think he's not about what Michael O'Leary isn't in. I think actually I would be far more insulted if I were in the Greens. About what he said about them, calling them weeds and saying, you know, it's like he takes cheap shots at whoever he disagrees with, and he has a massive public forum, so therefore he, or a platform, I should say, and so he uses that. But if you don't align yourself with his own narrow views, which is really about the acquisition of enormous wealth, well, then it's not really, you know, he'll put you down and he'll be publicly insulting. And, you know, I mean, do we want to listen to people
okay.
like that?
Well, he's a very successful businessman. There's no question about that. Just on the point about, you know, Fine Gael aligning themselves with Michael O'Leary, I don't know if they necessarily have. I mean, he was certainly there invited to the Fine Gael TD Peter Burke's launch over the weekend. But I heard Simon Harris in the news describing the comments from Michael O'Leary as crass and ill-informed. Have we Mignon on the line today? Were you listening
yes,
to Mike? How
hi,
are you?
Hi,
what was your
Andrea.
Reaction to Michael O'Leary's comments?
Well, I got in touch and I come out in defence of Michael O'Leary. I have been in business myself in the past and, you know, I have utmost respect for teachers. I think we're getting sidetracked on the sensationalist headline of, you know, Michael O'Leary hates teachers because, you know, he can be a controversial figure. But he doesn't hate teachers. You know, what he did say was that the TDs and the Doyle elect are disproportionately represented by those holding teacher qualifications. And I agree with him in that we need representatives who actually understand business, those who understand what it takes to generate revenue and the consequences if that hard-earned money is not spent wisely. And I think this is exactly why... you know, we have squandering money on the likes of overpriced bike sheds and still over a barrel for the world's most expensive children's hospital. You know, when you have a job for life, no consequence to bad financial decision and no accountability, then money is just numbers on a page, and we will continue to spend hard-earned tax money.
Well, I suppose it's not job for life. You know, like the TDs are back up to reapply for that position.
No,
on the 29th
I know.
Of November.
I'm talking about, you know, the public servants that you know, work under them.
Mm.
They, you know...
yeah, there's no performance review. There's nobody to say in five years' time.
Yes, exactly, yes. You
so
know,
you weren't... you weren't at all...
TDs are ultimately accountable, but, you know, the team who work under them seem to have no accountability, you know. I just believe that anyone holding public office, be it TD or public servant, you know, they should have had a job in the private sector. before they actually take a position.
No, Elizabeth said the opposite. she thought...
Yeah, Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need realists, not academics. You know, that's the thing. We need people who have actually, you know, been out there, who know what it's like to generate income, to pay wages at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Who have actually, you know, it's not just a number on a page that is a target for you to spend for the year. But you need to actually go out, get business, to bring money in to pay those wages, you know, to pay the you know, what it takes to fix the potholes and to pay the HSE wages, et cetera, et cetera. I think we need people who are in touch with economics and have a business understanding.
So you agree with Michael O'Leary's comments. Do you think, Mignon, then, yes, the reaction to this, do you think it's been over the top in any way?
I think, as I said, I think we're getting sidetracked on the, you know, Michael O'Leary hates teachers. It's just a headline. It's actually, you know, that's not what he said at all. It is fact that disproportionately many of the TDs have teaching qualifications historically and present, you know.
Let me bring...
I think we do need more balance. We do need a balance.
More diversity of professional backgrounds within Leinster House. That's a fair point. Councillor Angela Feeney's on the line as well, Mignon. Angela is a Labour election candidate for the Kildare North constituency. Angela, I believe you're also a teacher. What was your reaction?
Yeah, I'm a teacher, lecturer, head of school. We shouldn't move away from the substantive point here, which is for Michael O'Leary to say that teachers can't get things done, or he wouldn't pick teachers to get things done. That's nothing short of insulting to all those hardworking teachers that are fielding a multitude of issues standing right now in front of all our classes today. And, you know, I work in the most disadvantaged communities in Dublin, and I've reached out to communities. I've convinced people to get into education that might never have thought about going into education. And look, there are common attributes that obviously across roles, including politics. You know, the very basic one is transferable skills. We're good with people. We have to be good with managing parents and solving problems as they arise. Teachers arrive into a school today and they do not know what issue is going to come across their table. And listening to parents and families, as I've done, I've been that teacher, that lecturer, that head of school, listening to parents, listening to families, you hear firsthand the huge issues that are going on. You might be hearing about them, that they're on a long waiting list for assessment, for supports, for additional needs. You hear about they're in homeless accommodation. You hear about child poverty. So that's why it's prompting more teachers to actually do something about that and get involved and work with their communities like I did. And I'm saying to people, you know, why would we say insulting things like Michael O'Leary has, and the whole optics and the audio.
But I think his point though, Angela, around the makeup of Leinster House and the number of teachers, you know, former teachers or current teachers that are, you know, currently in the Dáil, those from the academic background, that there is a disproportionate number of teachers than to any other profession.
Yes, I wouldn't agree with that at all, because he doesn't allude to any other profession. He doesn't allude to people.
Had a go with accountants too. I mean, not to make light of it, but he said accountants have no personality.
Well, I love when somebody starts saying, I love teachers, but I'm going to now go ahead and bash them. You know, that's essentially what he's doing there. He's insulting them. And the jeering and the audio and the optics of that audience, for Fine Gael to be associated with that, and to hear them jeering and laughing when he actually made those comments about teachers, that is appalling for Fine Gael.
Well, to be fair, I mean, Michael O'Leary wasn't to know the response. Well, maybe he could have envisaged, but he wasn't to know exactly what response there would be. We don't actually know, you know, I haven't seen the full footage or video of it to see who was laughing, but there were certainly people there. I mean, you could hear, all right, some laughter in the background.
Absolutely, awful. The reaction was really appalling. And remember that in addition to being in the classroom teaching, teachers have so much more to do. And if you, for example, today go into a school, you'll hear that teachers have posts of responsibility to manage examination systems, to actually fundraise, to, you know, pastoral care and school supports. And if you go into your community groups as well, the GA, the community games, you'll find that on those boards and managing those things in the communities are people with a teaching background as well. So there's a natural liaison between people that are actually helping people improve their lives and working with communities to better communities.
Rodney Farrey is with us. Rodney's the deputy editor with the Westmeath Examiner. You were in the room, I believe, Rodney, over the weekend when the comments were made.
I was, and it was my video that
has created the election storm.
Yes.
Yeah. It's you we have to thank then for, I suppose, the first big issue of election 2024. What was that reaction like in the room when the comments were made?
I mean, it was a very positive atmosphere. It was a packed house. Peter Burke is the Mullingar area's first TD to get a senior ministry. I think most people, whether or not you're a Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil or whatever political allegiance you have, would think or would say that Peter has performed very well since he's become minister, and probably since he was elected to the Dáil. He'd be viewed as a very hard worker. So, I mean, but yeah, through, you know, people would, as I say, there's a very receptive audience there for
Peter. Well, he was speaking at a Fine Gael launch event too.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
If your own aren't going to clap for you, I don't know who will.
Exactly. And, you know, Michael O'Leary is Westmead's most successful businessman. I think he's Westmead's wealthiest person. The core demographic at a Fine Gael event would be the people who would be particularly, I suppose, there'd be a lot of business people and a lot of farmers there. And again, they would be very receptive, and Michael O'Leary would be a very popular guy in that group as well. And in general, in Westmeath, he would be viewed, he'd be well got. So, I mean, it was one of a number of comments. Michael O'Leary shoots from the hip. You know, he doesn't filter his comments. That's why he's so good for journalists. And earlier he had said, you know, we need to weed out the Greens, ignore Sinn Féin, accountants have no personality. All of these things got laughs. So the comment about teachers was just another one of his sort of unfiltered comments that got a laugh. Now, was it probably the one particular comment that a little part of me went, oh, that probably wasn't the wisest thing to say? But in totality, it was just one. It was just Michael O'Leary. I'd say a lot of people there would have viewed it as Michael O'Leary just being Michael O'Leary, you know. And I think his comments were probably informed as much by his antipathy towards the Green Party and the likes of Roderick O'Gorman and Catherine Martin, both former teachers, than anything else, you know.
Well, Sarah's with us too, Rodney. Sarah's the principal of the Castlebar Educate Together National School. Why do you think there's so much, if you want to say, backlash to Michael O'Leary's comments then? Because it wasn't just the teachers he took aim at.
But, Andrea, I don't think there should be backlash. Michael O'Leary shoots from the hip, as you said. And it just caused me to question and see, like, would I be employable if I went out tomorrow to get a job? I'm teaching 22 years. I have a skill set and expertise. But I operate on three sites in Castlebar Town. We were promised a permanent building years ago from the Minister of Education, hasn't delivered. I'm in a classroom with no windows here in Castlebar Town. It's the fifth class. It's in a coffee shop. So I haven't delivered as a teacher. I'm not employable because I've told parents, come and enrol this in this school and we'll deliver education to you. But we've been underfinanced. We've been put on three sites around the town for 140 pupils. We've no play facilities. We've buildings with no running water. We've a health and safety report saying there's a risk to life for pupils and staff on three sites. So even though his remarks are disappointing, I somewhat agree with him.
And are you surprised then by the reaction, Sarah, to this?
No, I mean, teachers are always being bashed. We take this with the occupation. You know, I mean, it's nothing new. I have friends, you know, I've grown up with, you know, there's lots of issues. We're an easy target. It's a soft punch to land on a teacher to say, oh, you've great holidays, you X, Y, and Z. But like, where does Michael O'Leary's opinion come from? Where do those laughs in the room come from? They came from the opinion that's out there that teachers are not able to get things done. But we're failing as teachers because the expectations put upon us are overwhelming. We're under pressure to be counsellors, carers, nurses, cleaning staff. We're all things to everyone in schools. So no wonder we can't get the job of teaching done, or there's a perception out there we can't get it done because we've been overloaded. funded and under-resourced. Would you believe I'm operating 3 schools in Castlebar with 1 single budget? Last year, we ran 13,000 under yours under budget.
So you can see where Michael O'Leary's coming from then with the comments.
Oh, hands up. Right. Don't give me a job, Michael O'Leary. I grew up in the private sector. My family has a business here in Mayo. And I can see the loss making, the waste of money, renting and renovating.
Well, there you go. Very interesting. And I have to say, a lot of people today, Sarah, actually, you know, I can tell you the Lunchtime Live listeners tuned in to us today, the vast majority of people seem to be agreeing with them.
Yeah, because it's the Departments of Education that are failing, not the teachers on the ground. The teachers on the ground are hard-working individuals. I have the best teachers working with me here that have to go into classrooms, as I said, with no windows, in a derelict building.
Brian is with us too. Let me bring in Brian, Sarah, for a moment. What's your view on Michael O'Leary's comments, Brian?
I think Mr. Burke must be regretting inviting Michael to introduce some to general election
campaign. We actually asked Peter Burke on today to the show to join us, but I don't know if he's not free or anyway, he can still come on if he wants.
I wouldn't be free if I was him. I can only say from my own point of view that in idle conversation with lots and lots of people over the years, people have drawn my attention to the number of teachers in politics. Now, I don't want to this is not anything against teachers. Some of the most important people in my life were the teachers I had when I was at school or going to university.
I feel a butt coming on, Brian.
Well, of course, because your researcher spoke to me beforehand.
Yeah. Go on. So do you agree with what Michael had to say or not?
I agree with very strongly with the larger point, which is that I think he put it as Michael does very succinctly when he said maybe we should have the number of people in the Dáil and double their salaries. I just feel that the right kind of people are discouraged from going into politics nowadays.
And look at the heartache they have as well. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It is a tough job. I don't take away from that at all. Listen, Brian, thanks a million for getting in touch. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. We got in contact with the Green Party Minister, Catherine Martin. We've invited Catherine onto the show as well. Now, she sent us in a statement to say, as a TD and minister, I have regularly visited schools in my constituency and across the country, seeing the invaluable contribution teachers make to our country, supporting society and the economy. Teachers are multitaskers. They educate, they care, they cater for the varied needs of every individual in the classroom. They are exactly the type of workers that get things done. That obviously Michael O'Leary had comments to make too about Catherine Martin on Newstalk Breakfast here this morning. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. This listener was a teacher for 16 years before leaving for self-employment in the private sector. They say while there are excellent teachers, there are plenty that simply cruise through the day. They're reluctant to change and a lot of them are exceptionally lazy. That was my own pet peeve in my school. There's no performance review. There's no accountability of being bad at your job. It's impossible to fire a teacher for poor performance. I hate to say it, but I've seen it for myself and O'Leary is right. The private sector is a different, more efficient ball game. And another listener says a good teacher is worth their weight in gold, but stick to the classroom. It's not the same skill set. They're not entrepreneurs or business people. They should stay out of politics. Plenty more in agreement too, though.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.